بسم الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Here with lesson 4, the fourth lesson on نبر, accentuation, accent, emphasis, as far as specific syllables in words are concerned, so as to make the rendition of the Quranic recitation more eloquent, or in certain cases to preserve the intended meaning. Go online to see the previous lessons and you'll note that we were discussing commands. And in this presentation, inshallah, I will be highlighting a special, unique and specific command that only consists of one letter. And that command is the word qi, qi, the letter qaf with a kasra. Qi. Those who have studied verb morphology will tell you the origin is, or the origin was iw qi, and how the Arabs removed the iw and removed the ya at the end, ending with the one letter that serves as a command. Allah uses it in the Quran in relation to believers and those with intellect and how they address Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even in one space as to what angels, special angels, use in their address to Him. And a command from us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is understood as an appeal, a request. The command verb consisting of this one letter, qi, means save. And logically, no matter what it is preceded or followed by, we are going to emphasize the qaf itself in sound. So, in the famous prayer, where Allah speaks about the pilgrims, the believing pilgrims, who ask for good in this world and good in the year after, they end that prayer with, وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَقِنَا وَقِنَا. Eloquently, it would not be advisable to emphasize the waw. Waqina, waqina, rather the qaf. Waqina, waqina. If you were to emphasize the na at the end, the attached pronoun to, it would not be as eloquent but acceptable. Waqina adhaban nar. The most eloquent here is emphasizing the qaf, meaning placing your nabr on the qaf. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And then we have, well, Allah speaks about the intelligent amongst His believers. After reflecting and pondering in the creation of the heavens and the earth, they say, O our Lord, You have not created this in vain. Glory be to You. فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. فَقِنَا, فَقِنَا. And not فَقِنَا. Can you hear the difference? Faqina, no. Faqina, no. Faqina adhaban nar. And then when Allah speaks about the angels carrying the arsh and those around, they seek forgiveness for the believers and they say, O our Lord, You have encompassed all in knowledge and mercy. Forgive those who repent. وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. And save them from the punishment of the blazing fire. وَقِهِمْ, وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. So not وَقِهِمْ and neither وَقِهِمْ. It would be acceptable, but the most eloquent would be placing nabr on the qaf. Further in that same chapter, two verses later, the attached pronoun itself is moved with a temporary dhamma. And I've heard reciters only in this case with the attached pronoun is open, emphasizing with a shift. Some will still emphasize and place the nabr on the qaf and say وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ. But I have heard reciters emphasizing the ha, وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And I've even heard some emphasizing the meme, وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Emphasizing the wow is difficult. وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ. In my opinion, still the qaf is most eloquent and the ha would be acceptable because there is a general rule when the attached pronoun is opened with a temporary vowel that we can emphasize the ha. وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ. So listen to this again, think about it, practice, and recap on the previous three lessons. Allah guide us all and draw us closer to His word. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.